Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud Aleph, we continue to discuss the mechanism, how actually we create an Erev Chatzeros. Nosin Adam Malachan Veniv Lenachtom Kadesh Yizkalo Erev Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Let's say you have a local baker or a market owner, a shopkeeper. So he has food or bread. You walk in there, you give him $5, and you say, I would like this $5 to be used toward my portion of the Erev. Which sounds like a great idea, because that $5 is going to go toward the bread, let's say that the shopkeeper or the baker has, and that's going to be his contribution. He'll participate in the Erev. Reb Elazar says, awesome. V'chachamim lo zachu lo ma'osa. V'chachamim say, it does not work. Why doesn't it work? The answer is because when it comes to acquiring metaltalin, to creating a transfer of ownership, there are two parts to that transaction. There's what we call ma'os, the money. I walk into a supermarket and I give someone money for a bag of chips. That's ma'os. And then there's meshicha. There's my picking up the chips and taking it with me. My handling it, my pulling it. Literally, l'mshoch means to pull it. We have machlokas in the Gemara, which is the main principle. But everybody agrees, at least midrabanan, you require meshicha. Just giving money alone is not enough to acquire an object that's called metaltalin, movable objects, chattel. So in this case, rabbanan say, wait a second, I gave $5 to the chenveni, and I gave it to him as, it seems like, it's a purchase order. I gave it to him to acquire, to buy that food. Well, buying food, that's not participation in an Eruv. I didn't make him a shaliach to make the Eruv on my behalf. I gave him the $5 as a transaction. Well, since the $5 is most, but it's not Mashiach, I didn't fully acquire it, and I didn't make him a shaliach, so there's no Eruv on my behalf. That's the Chacham say. Umodim, however, they agree, b'shar kol adam with any other person, shazachu l'ma'osav. That affects the Erev just with money. Why? Because if I go to my neighbor, he's not a shopkeeper. He's not a merchant. He takes the $5 as a gesture, understanding that the main purpose is for me to make him a shaliach. So that means if I went to the chenveni and I expressly said, I want you to be my shaliach, then that would work, just like it works with every other person. And the key is, there's the Mishnah, she'ein ma'arvin la'adam elami daito. You can only make an Erev chatzeros for somebody, according to the Tanakama, mi daito, with their knowledge. You can't do it without their knowledge. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, according to most Rabbi Yehuda, and this is actually arguing, when it comes to Eruv Tchum, when you establish the boundary in one direction, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, you cannot distinguish between Ladas and Shalol Ladas when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, even if the person, if I'm not aware of it, somebody can make an Erev on my behalf. Why? Why would somebody make an Erev on my behalf? I didn't know anything about it. You can do something to benefit someone, Shalol Bafanov, not in front of them, meaning without their knowledge. Here's the difference between Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeros. What's Erev Tchumen? It's extending the boundary. So imagine the map of Chicago, which is contiguous, let's say, with Skokie, Evanston, Wilmette. Well, at a certain point, when you go, you know, up north, there's going to be the end of the boundary. And if somebody does the Erev Tchumen to the north, that might be beneficial to me, but it also is harmful to me, because if they're doing it on my behalf, maybe I want it to go to the south. And the minute I go 2,000 extra amas north, my 2,000 amas to the south evaporated. So yes, there's some benefit, but there's also a drawback. Anytime, the Gemara says in the beginning of Gittin, anytime there is a potential drawback, you can't do it without my consent. But in the case of the Erev Chatzeros, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no drawback here. There's only benefit to participating in the Erev, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Now on to Perek Ches, another wrinkle in the concept of Tchumen. Tchumen, as we mentioned, is carrying the border further. Well, can you do that for more than one person? Yes, it's called mishtatfin, participating in a tchum. So now we can have lots of people who want to go, let's say, to the north. They can all participate in the same basket of fruit, of food, and extend to the north. Ketz mishtatfin betchumin. How do you participate in tchumin? Minyach esachavis. One guy can go on behalf of all the people in the neighborhood. to the edge of the 2,000 amas to the north, put down the barrel, va'omer, and he says, Hari zeh l'chol b'nei iri l'chol mi she'elech l'beis ha'evel l'beis ha'mishta. This is for all the people in the city, anybody who wants to go to a house of mourning, to walk there on Shabbos, or l'beis ha'mishta, or to a house of celebration, to a sheva brachos, because we have an eruv for the purpose of a mitzvah, so these are dvar mitzvah. Anybody who wants to participate can participate. Now, if you have to be mezakeh, if you have to acquire it to them, so the same way you would need someone else to do that acquisition, you would have to give it to someone else to pick it up on behalf of everyone else. But once you did that, you just put it on, put it down, and everyone has the ability to walk. V'chol shekibel olam yibodyom mutar. Anybody who accepted it upon themselves, doesn't mean they have to accept it literally, it means they have to be aware of it, and they are interested, then they can be participating in this shituf tchumen. Mishatech shach, but once it gets dark outside, aser, you cannot. She'ein ma'arvin mishatech shach. You can't join an Erev once it's Shabbos. The effectiveness of the Erev hits, it begins right when Shabbos starts in Bein HaShemashos. So you have to be aware. If you're not aware of it, since there is a downside, like we said in the previous Mishnah, there's a chov, there is a limitation. So it's not going to have a shalol hadas. But once you're aware of it, you don't actually have to have kavana to join. As long as you're aware of it, you can join any time on Shabbos for a longer discussion, since there is no problem of breira, since it's only derabbanan.